Audio 8, Cord Cutting. In this session, we will be cord cutting with divine power. Take a deep breath, inhaling through your nose. Hold and exhale. And have another deep inhale. Feel the oxygen going into your blood, traveling through your body, carrying nutrients, and carrying back waste to be exhaled. Exhale through your mouth. One more time, have a deep inhale through your nose. Circulate through your body. And exhale. Imagine yourself in a sauna or a steam room, sitting down, upright, and tall, with your spine elongated. It is warm, but not too hot. You're starting to circulate your energies in this heat and slowly sweating out all kinds of energies, unwanted energies, stagnant energies come up to your skin, beat slowly as drops of perspiration. And while it is still warm, the sauna turns dark. And as it becomes dark, you can see better all kinds of impurities and particles on the surface of your skin and your energy body. As you see these impurities on your skin, realize that these represent energies for you to release and allow to come to surface any cords, vows, agreements, loose ends, relationships, ex-relationships from the past, present, future, persons, entities, implants, non-persons, concepts, projects, and anything else as appropriate. All of these are to come to the surface according to divine timing, and if they aren't able to surface at once, and now, know that they will continually surface as you cut and remove these cords. And you will be able to see these cords extending from your body into different dimensions, siphoning away your energy before you cut them. Previously, we have reclaimed our power and energy, but these leftover cords or whole cords, we shall now cut these. So in your mind's eye, imagine severing and cutting each and every one of these cords with the sword of justice and truth, the sword of protection, and that all cut loose cords are sent to a violet flame for permanent destruction, sent to the light to be eradicated and never to be seen or regenerated again. Furthermore, start seeing a circle around you that lights up and burns along the circle, moving clockwise and giving off purple light from the flames, burning away any leftover energies and cords. Allow this process to continue and repeat itself. Cords are coming to your surface of awareness and your energy body, and you're cutting them and sending them to the violet flame for disintegration. As the cords are being cut, create an intention that newly appearing cords will also be cut. Have the intention that any other cords that appear will sever and be cut automatically as you are training your energy field to process like this. And if there is anything in particular that comes to your mind that you wish to have the cords and entanglements removed at this time, allow it to come through. It may be a toxic relationship, maybe toxic boundaries, employer, child, parent, stranger, neighbor, animal, object, anything. Anything that resonates in this moment, allow that relationship cord to come up, cut it, and burn it, and know that these cords are cut. As these cords are cut, there may be some energetic aura holes or tears in your aura where the cords used to be, just like a small open wound or a cut in your skin, in your physical body. So imagine a green healing light shining over your body, over all of these openings around your body and your aura, and the light is healing these openings. Now imagine a pink light flowing and overlapping the green light, accelerating the healing as these wounds close and heal. Next layer, we will imagine a blue oval bubble or a shield circle surrounding your body, providing protection of your body so that you can go about your day protected and while any further healing can process. This blue bubble helps repel unhelpful negative energies from your energy field. It allows cords to be cut and burned automatically while preventing any harmful energies from entering your aura. And with this protection in mind, let's extend it one more layer. Imagine a spinning sun above your head, or a golden orb which spins and shines and sparkles golden white light. It's showering down golden rain onto you, recharging you, blessing you, and blessing your energy field as you accept this blessing light. Create the intention to extend this to our personal items in your everyday life, including your phone, a laptop computer maybe, your wallet, any vehicles you drive or ride in, your home, your office, wherever you go and whatever you interact with, know that this blessing energy can protect you and bless you and follow you wherever you go. And so it is. Also, I'd like to unlock an energy shield curtain that you can use whenever, and if appropriate, it can automatically trigger with your awareness. When there are undesirable energetic situations you find yourself in, whether it's seeing negative energy, emotions, harmful energy, or entities, imagine a curtain coming down from above between you and the negative energy source. This will prevent the negative energies from entering your energy field. Know that this energy curtain is always available for you. Just intend and ask, and it shall be. Keeping that in mind, and slowly locking in all these changes of layers and multidimensional protections and blessings in your aura, take a deep inhale and exhale. Feel the energy strengthen in your physical body, feeling strong and supported by the earth underneath you, and feeling connected to the heavens above you. Whenever you're ready, open your eyes and come back. Feel your energy, your body that is unburdened and has these cords removed. It has a blessing and protection around you. Thank you.